This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For you, warm you up. It's kind of cold all over the country, is it not? Even here in Florida, Tampa Bay, it's about 55 degrees right now. My goodness, kind of like it though. Good morning, welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with Big Ed Davis. Thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday, December the 1st. Holy Toledo! No wonder it's getting colder. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Joel Zinberg of the Competitive Enterprise Institute about Governor Andrew Cuomo and his COVID-19 performance. Have you watched him on television over the course of the last couple of months? It's one that gave him an Emmy Award. Can you believe that? Yes, indeed, he got an Emmy. While his treatment of a vaccine should really give him the Raspberry Prize. And we're going to talk with Joel Zinberg about all of that in just a couple of minutes. And President Trump has filed suit in Wisconsin. He claims abuse of absentee votes. So that's going on. And at the same time in Georgia, a probe is starting on people that are moving into the Peach State just to vote in that Senate election. Is that fair? That legal? We're going to talk about that with the proprietor of the Barber Poll himself, Andrew Ceresi, in not too long. So stay tuned for that as well. And how do liberals really define freedom for Americans? You know, the far left? How do they define it? As opposed to people that believe in, you know, individual freedom and the flag and patriotism, you know what I mean. So we're going to take a look at what they see as freedom. I think you're going to find it kind of interesting. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a doozy, the top 10 greatest sports cheating scandals. Let's see if Big Ed, who is a sports wizard, will know what number one is. That'll be towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works. We are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Best haircut, Tampa Bay, for my money. But you got to call for an appointment, 727-733-3773. They're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, they're open 8:30 to 2 p.m. You got to get over there. And also, don't forget, while we're doing this, Good Morning Clearwater. They precede our program. They're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Great Tantalk Radio Network, Paul and Tracy. They start off your day with all kinds of news, sports news, entertainment news, news. They also can create some great flyers and posters and banners just like we have. All you have to do if you want to get one of those things is call them, 727-330-3212. That's 727-330-3212. A lot of threes in there. My goodness. All right. Well, a lot of things going on. The Trump campaign is not giving up. Maybe everybody else wants to give up. Not Donald. They have filed a lawsuit in the Wisconsin Supreme Court today alleging abuse around the process of the absentee votes there, which they say affected about 220,000 ballots. Now, it's been filed this morning. I think it's already been filed. It was going to be. and comes after Wisconsin completed its partial recount, which maintained that Biden won the presidential race. And the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, certified Biden's victory last night. Now, Trump's Wisconsin legal team is led by a former Wisconsin Circuit Court judge. His name is Jim Tropas. And he said, while the recount in the state did not flip in Trump's favor, it gave the campaign the unique ability to examine the ballots. And so I guess they don't really think that it's going to mean that Trump is going to necessarily win the Badger State. It says here, exposing exactly how the election processes were abused in Wisconsin holds enormous value for this election beyond a victory for Trump. Okay, well, we'll see where that all goes. I guess a lot of people are, even in the Republican Party, are starting to look towards the Biden administration coming in. It's, in many cases, you know, every day it seems like we're getting a higher chance of that occurring. In the meantime, in Georgia, such a crucial thing there because if the Republicans can hold on to the one of two Senate seats that are being contested in Georgia, then they will hold on to the Senate. And what does that mean? That means that any of this hanky-panky by the far left and the liberals in the House will not get to Joe Biden's desk. It can be stopped by the majority of the Senate. Georgia's top official for the election situation says he's opening an investigation into whether third-party groups are trying to register people from other states to illegally vote in Georgia. By the way, the runoff is on January the 5th. And right now the Republicans have 50 seats in the Senate and the Democrats have 48. That means two more seats have to be fulfilled. They're both in Georgia. They're runoffs. And so if the Republicans win one of those two seats, they've got 51, then that's all she wrote. If the Democrats win both and it's tied, then in any tie vote, the vice president breaks the tie. Guess who the vice president would be? It would be Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala, how does that suit you there, Ed? Vice President Kamala. Ms. Vice President Harris.
Careful, I just ate.
Okay, I won't bring it up anymore. I don't want you to bring up what you just ate. So that's a huge, huge situation going on there. But they're looking into what they call Vote Forward. It's a group that has attempted to register people coming into the state just to vote. I guess after they're through with the vote, they pack their bags and go home. Do they stay in a motel? I mean, you know, that's so stupid. You should not be allowed to do that. It just doesn't make any sense. I would think that I always thought that you had to be living in a state like maybe almost a year before you could vote. You don't want people coming in and going out. That's so stupid. Anyway, here's one of the tricks that apparently they're trying to use. The Secretary of State said there's something called Operation New Voter Registration Georgia. They're telling college students in Georgia they can change their residency to Georgia, vote, you know, and then go back home, I guess. I don't know what. Change it back after the election. So there's all kinds of little tricks. Boy, there's going to be a lot of money spent on that election. A great deal. And Donald himself will be there campaigning on behalf of the two Republican candidates. So we're going to follow that. All right. Let us take our break and swing over to the state of New York and their, infamous or illustrious governor, Andrew Cuomo. We'll talk with Joel Zinberg about Andrew and his vaccine-resistant philosophy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on a somewhat frosty December the 1st here, even in Tampa Bay, where the temperature is currently in the 50s. But we're delighted to welcome Dr. Joel Zinberg back to the show. He is a senior fellow at the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute and an associate clinical professor of surgery at the Icahn Mount Sinai School of Medicine. And he has penned a piece about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and apparently Andrew's vaccine-resistant philosophy. Joel, welcome back. Tell me a little bit about this piece. This was something that you did back in November about his pledge to delay the distribution of any kind of a vaccine. What is going on with Cuomo? Is he jealous of what the Trump administration is doing, or is he genuinely concerned about the vaccine?
Well, it's difficult to know with Andrew Cuomo because there's a new pronouncement every day. However, he's on several occasions expressed skepticism about a vaccine, but only a vaccine that is approved under the Trump administration. He seems perfectly happy if it's approved under a Biden administration. So I think one can draw their own conclusions. But at least on my article referred to two instances of when he pledged that he would delay distribution of an FDA-approved vaccine in New York State until his own committee of the New York Health Department had reviewed it. That was the first instance. And by the way, that's the same health department that recommended sending COVID patients back into nursing homes.
Oh, my God.
And then on the second instance, which is what prompted this, the article you're referring to, he said that he's going to speak to other governors across the nation to stop vaccine distribution by the Trump administration and wait till a Biden administration comes in.
Oh, my God, that's so scary. And why did he get an Emmy? I mean, I cannot believe that, especially after what happened in the nursing homes. I just can't believe that anybody would do that. What a horrible, I think, public relations maneuver.
Yes, very, very much so. But, I mean, you know, he's completely ignoring the reassurances that both the vaccine developers have given and senior FDA personnel have given that they are going to ensure that these are safe and effective vaccines. They're not cutting any corners. That's apparently not good enough for Governor Cuomo. He'd rather have the superstars of the New York Health Department, you know, bless the vaccine.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got three different companies right now, as best I can see, with a vaccine. I guess Pfizer, Moderna, maybe AstraZeneca coming along. Mm-hmm. As a doctor, and as you take a look at what they are doing, do you have confidence that whatever comes, and hopefully it'll come soon, is something that we can take with confidence?
Yes. I mean, as I just mentioned, the folks at the FDA are quite professional about this. I can tell you the person who's in charge of it at the FDA, Dr. Peter Marks, is someone I have met and spoken to on several occasions, and he is someone I have tremendous confidence in. So if Dr. Marks and the other leadership at the FDA says it's safe and effective, then I'm ready to line up and take it. And, the notion that these vaccine makers are going to push something out that it would potentially be dangerous is just simply silly. They have tremendous reputational issues here. Now, they're not interested in pushing out something and having people get sick. It makes them look terrible.
Right. So
I think they are bending over backwards here to make sure that everything is safe.
Mm-hmm. We had back a couple of weeks ago a female, a woman doctor that said she'd be first in line to take the vaccine. She was that confident. But there are a lot of people out there, Dr. Zinberg, that are reluctant to take it. I know a lot of people that are. And one of the things you hear from time to time is the long-term effects of a vaccine. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, no one knows at this point, obviously, what the long-term effects are going to be of these vaccines. By and large, most vaccines are safe both in the short run and in the long run. There are occasional instances of side effects. Thank God they're very rare, and they're rarely very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So all we know with these new vaccines is that in trials with 30,000 people, the only side effects of the vaccines have been pretty rare, like 2-3% of people get them, and they're pretty mild, things like headaches or a little intestinal upset, things like that. But nothing, thank God, that's very serious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about a vaccine for children? Are they still in the process of looking to see how children respond to these vaccines?
Well, I think the early trials were not done in children, and some of the companies are now moving to test the vaccines in children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably take a little longer time till we're assured that the vaccines are safe and effective in the children. But in this particular disease, COVID-19, children, unlike some other diseases like influenza, children in COVID-19 seem to not be getting severely ill. They don't seem to be passing along the disease as much as some older folks do. So the real priority here is to vaccinate the people who are at highest risk. And for COVID-19, that means the elderly, and it means people with multiple underlying medical conditions that doctors call comorbidities.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Joel Zinberg. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, but for our purposes, maybe more importantly, he's an associate clinical professor of surgery at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. We've got, speaking about school and children in New York, the mayor of New York, I guess he's pulled back on the idea that that kids should stay away from a school environment. There was quite a bit of protesting there in the city. It seems like New York is kind of the center of all the controversies going on right now. But do you feel that that we're getting to know more about this dreaded virus? Are we closer to really solving what it's all about?
I think the progress is marching along. It's not something that happens overnight. People kind of lose sight of the fact that we didn't really learn about this virus until January and February of this year. This is under a year. And we're still learning about the virus. We're still learning about the best ways to treat it. but we've made remarkable progress. I mean, it normally takes about 10 years to make a new vaccine for a new virus that that creates a new disease. And here we are, you know, there were viruses ready to go about 10 months after the virus had been isolated in the genetic sequence.
Yes.
Published. So it's unbelievable progress.
Yeah, it really is. I think you're right. And the United States leads the way again on solving it, it sounds like. We've got three companies that are close to getting it out and about. I mean, do you think Donald Trump should crow like he does about the administration's involvement? What do you think?
I think this is really a testament to, you know, the ability of a free market economy and the innovation that that spawns to create new and life-saving products. And in this instance, it was done with the help of Operation Warp Speed, which is a Trump administration program to help provide funding for vaccine development and also to set up manufacturing so that when the vaccines are approved, you won't be first building the factories, that you'll be up and ready to go to manufacture doses. So this was the situation where these were private companies that had been working on some of these new technologies for years, and once the pandemic became apparent, the government pitched in with these public-private partnerships to speed the vaccine development and production.
Indeed. Getting back to Governor Cuomo, do you think the vaccine-resistant Governor Cuomo, as you've called it, do you think he will change his tune once... And if Joe Biden becomes the president, well, all of a sudden, will this vaccine be, you know, providential?
Look, I think he'll have a very hard job explaining to people in New York State why they can't take the vaccine and what kind of legal authority he has to keep them from taking the vaccine. You know, the Congress set up the FDA so that there'd be uniform standards in the nation about drug approval and whether it's safe and effective. And Congress did not give New York State some separate authority to regulate medicines of any sort, including vaccines. So I think he will have a very hard job explaining to New Yorkers why they cannot get the vaccine, and I don't think he is silly enough to even try.
No, I don't think so either. I would think that if the FDA is approving it and all the rest, that, you know, he's going to go with it. Although at one point Donald Trump said, well, we're not going to send it over to New York until Governor Cuomo, says it's okay. I mean, I know he was doing that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but,
calling his bluff a bit, I guess.
I guess he was, indeed. Well, Dr. Zinberg, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Very optimistic about this. Do you think it's going to be, do you think we'll be actually administering a vaccine before this year is out?
Well, the two companies that have applied for the emergency use authorizations, which are Moderna and Pfizer, have promised a total of about 70 million doses before the end of the year. And since each person requires two doses, that would be enough to vaccinate 35 million people.
Wow.
And they have said they can get it out before the end of the year. There are some issues in terms of distribution because particularly the Pfizer vaccine requires that it be kept at extraordinarily cold temperatures. The Moderna vaccine has to be kept cold, but it's sort of what a normal freezer would be. But the Pfizer vaccine has to be even colder than that. But Pfizer and the government have been laying plans for the distribution now for several weeks. So I think you will start to see people vaccinated before the end of the year.
Oh, that would be great news. I want to thank you, Dr. Zinberg. I know you've got a busy schedule this morning. We especially appreciate your finding time for us. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right, we will. Dr. Joel Zinberg. All right, we're going to take our break when we come back. The president filed suit in Wisconsin. All kinds of people moving into Georgia. All kinds of things to talk about with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceraci.
Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter like birds.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM, to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. December the 1st already. Wow. Delighted to have the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Mainstream America's. That's the poll they look towards, Andrew Ceraci. And Andrew, I noticed that Governor DeSantis says that schools are going to be required to remain open in Florida, despite the rise in in virus cases. He argues that the lockdowns and the closures have not worked. I know you agree with him. I think most of the state understands and agrees with it as well. But, you know, Governor DeSantis, I mean, I think people are thinking of him as presidential material. What do you think?
Well, Paul, a lot of people have talked about it. There's no question about that, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got the potential to do it. I don't know if his family wants him to, from what I understand.
Really?
But there is talk about it.
Yeah. And you should know something about that because you're good buddies with his father. In fact, I believe you attend, you had a Thanksgiving dinner with him, right?
That's it.
So would I be breaking any secrets to ask you how his father feels about that possibility, if you know anything about that?
The mother's the one that's really against it.
Oh, she is? Okay.
She's totally against it. She says she don't want him to get involved with it this deep because who knows what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
She sees how dirty it is, and I don't blame her.
Right.
She sees how dirty this is. But look at everything that's going on now.
Absolutely. By the way, speaking about 2024... if Donald Trump does not stay in the White House, he's talking about running again. Did you see that?
Of course. Of course.
Do you
but
think,
you know, Paul,
yeah?
I'm still hearing of all this funny stuff going on. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you get away with an election this time with what's going on, I was watching Lou Dobbs last night with Cindy Powell on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking how the judge put a freeze on all the machines there, all the voting machines, don't touch them, don't do anything with them, because they were getting ready for this runoff election. And apparently they were counting votes or doing something with a couple of them, and what do they call it? They freeze up or whatever. And they crashed. It was a day crash. And I guess supposedly there were some technicians there now. Couple of these machines are missing.
What state are we talking?
Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia during for the runoff of the Senate. This This is a very interesting situation. It's so important. The Donald is going to be down there, by the way, promoting the two Republicans that are running. These are runoff elections, and we were talking about this. And then there are these people that are moving in, supposedly, just to vote. They're moving into the state.
This is what I'm saying. servers missing, 200,000 votes, supposedly all ridiculous baloney. Now there's people moving into Georgia. I mean, come on, Paul. How are you going to have a fair election in this country with all the crap that's going on?
Yeah. You know, again, and we've said this before, even if we sacrifice the Donald Trump administration and their second term, maybe some good comes out of this because we begin to take a second serious look at the election process. I mean, we've all known that inner city hanky-panky goes on. It's been going on for generations in these precincts, inside of major cities. We know that. These are democratically controlled cities, and they want to keep electing, these patronage workers and the like. You know what I mean? I know it went on in Chicago. It goes all the way back to the Kennedy-Nixon presidency, where Mayor Daley of Chicago, they openly admit, tossed it for Kennedy. That's why Kennedy became the president.
You know, Paul, if Biden gets in, right now I can see things that are going to happen, okay? You're going to hear people say, how come gas is $4 a gallon?
So you really think it'll go
I'm
up,
serious.
Huh?
Oh, there's no question about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about, has there been a terrorist attack in this country in 4 years?
No, it's been a long time.
Okay, now you see what's going on in the Middle East? Someone off the nuclear physicist there?
Yes.
Okay?
In Iran.
In Iran. And I got news for you, Paul. I think you're going to see so much retaliation in this country once Biden gets in. These people are going to wonder what happened.
Yeah, I mean...
And they're going to draft Donald Trump in 2020.
The only thing I'm scared about is that the Republicans don't... He runs as an independent. That we don't want, because nobody wins there. That's only for the Democrats. If he's running again, let's hope he runs as a Republican. But then again, what happens to people like Pence and maybe Ron DeSantis and, I don't know, Rubio, Marco Rubio here in Florida? They may still have presidential aspirations of their own.
Well, they could, but I don't think they know Donald Trump, Paul, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You think it would
like
be?
Like I said, this country is going to be in so much turmoil in 4 years. The people are going to be begging for him. Believe me,
yeah.
They've seen what he's done. They're going to see an influx of 50 million immigrants coming into this country illegally and turn them into legal immigrants. Paul, come on.
Yeah.
People aren't going to put up with this. They're going to get fed up real quick.
So if we can keep the Senate in Republican hands, then we can't get a lot of legislation from the Democrats up to Biden to sign. He'll try some executive orders, but we've got a Supreme Court. Basically 6-3 conservative, and you can always go to the Supreme Court and say, hey, he's doing something illegal, unconstitutional, you know?
Well, I think the Republicans from day one should start impeachment process on him.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Turnabout is fair play. I think you're right. What about dragging Hunter Biden to a table and
that's right.
pulling the hood off his head and saying, okay, start
right.
talking? Huh?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot go down in 2021, especially if Biden gets in there. You're going to see more corruption in this country. The only thing is, I think it's going to be brought right up to the people, and they're going to see it now.
So, overall, the Republicans picked up seats in both the Senate and the House, surprisingly. I mean, they're actually going to be in, well, not in the Senate necessarily, but they had more seats to protect in the Senate. But look at the House. They're actually closer. Maybe they'll.
Well, it's amazing that the Republicans all won these, but Trump didn't. You know, that
yeah, that's another thing.
Because people usually vote straight down when they vote. Let's be real.
Yeah. Although I'm sure you know people that said they didn't like Trump and probably voted against him, but maybe still consider themselves somewhat, conservative Republicans and the like. I don't know.
Well, anybody that's even somewhat conservative couldn't vote for Biden.
The one thing that does stand
Kamala Harris.
The one thing that does stand out to me. Is that apparently more black people voted for Joe Biden than voted for Barack Obama.
That's right.
Did you see those numbers?
Did in 1994.
That's right. You're talking about the crime bill.
That's right.
Now, that one does throw me a little bit. See, this is why I think if there's any real fraud going on, it's in the inner city precincts.
Well, of course. No question about it. And those are the main areas, aren't they?
Those are the main areas where the Democratic vote occurs, and they're all run by Democrats.
That's right.
And I remember
this, this needs to come up, Paul.
Yeah. That's why I think, in a way, because we're all talking about it now, that maybe it's it is something that people will take a look at. Maybe we can go back to some kind of a system. You and I have talked about this, where you have a receipt in your hand once you vote, you know. It shows, you know, a printout or something, you know. It's like when you go to the grocery store and you're using your credit card. You get a printout of everything, the cost. You got every single thing on there. You can take it home and keep it. If there's ever a dispute, you can bring the thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the thing that's going to set off this country the most is when we have our first terrorist attack in here again.
And
and you're going to see the country all running. I can guarantee you we're going to have one.
You do think that's going to occur?
There's no question about it, Paul. Mm-hmm. Come on. Look at the Obama era. We were getting blasted left and right.
Do you think that, I mean, we make fun of Joe Biden's mentality and we make fun of his, of his acuity at this point, his mental acuity. He's going to be, he just turned 78. Now he's kicking his dog and hurting his leg and stuff like that. So are we.
Kamala was excited about that one yesterday. She got a little excited.
She got a little hopeful, didn't she, when he went down?
She did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
she was hoping.
Maybe she'll bring some more dogs and pets over to his place.
You never know. Maybe she's going to push him around in a wheelchair.
Well, there we go.
Or something. But anyway.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Paul, you're going to see a lot of things going on, I believe. Hey, if they say Biden when he gets in, I accept it. Let Dan live for 4 years and watch what happens. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be the first in the system to say, I told you so.
Yeah. Wow. So tell me a little bit about how's business going? You've been open as much as possible during all of this, and here we are in December.
Paul, you know what, Paul? Business is half of what it should be.
Yeah.
This time of year, I'd actually say I'm at about 40% of what it really should.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get by, Paul.
Oh, I know you do. My goodness, you've been doing it for so many years. And you got a great staff. It is. It's the best place in Tampa Bay to go for a haircut. Christmas normally is, or the month of December, is that normally a good month in terms of
barber? Yeah, Paul, you know, my busy season actually started November to about the 24th, mm-hmm. just before Thanksgiving, but it'd been the busiest day. And I would say I was down 50%.
Wow. Wow.
There's no question.
Now, you have a lot of snowbirds that come down and
normally? Sure. I would say, you know, during this time of year, my business goes up 50%.
But Canada's stopping a lot of people's travel now, right?
Oh, yeah. They're not letting them come out.
No. So that does affect your business indeed.
Everything is affected, Paul. They got the American people afraid to travel. And let's face it, this thing's got a death rate of what, 1%?
Yeah, it's very low. I mean,
it's not even 1%. I mean, you know, if you're going to stop living for something like this, this is what the media has done to this country, Paul. They've turned them into sheep. The American people today are weak.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the vaccine with our previous guest and his, you know, optimism about how well it's going to be for us. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll be past all of this in a couple of months.
Yeah, it's like I told you about that vaccine, Paul. I'm not going to buy one of them new Corvettes for 2 years. So I won't buy one of those for 2 years. You think I'm going to take a vaccine?
No,
you're kidding me.
I know.
I want to see the death rate of the COVID go up when this vaccine comes out.
Oh, you don't think it's going to go up from the vaccine, do you?
You never know what's going to happen. Mm. I'm not going to be a guinea pig. Let the politicians all try it first.
Yeah, you're right about that. Should we give it to people like Cuomo right away?
Yeah, definitely. Give him a double dose.
Give him he might be kicking and screaming on top of the table while they do it, you know.
Have what to a hold moron on that guy. He's a disgrace of a governor, I'll tell you what. The people in New York are stupid for putting up with it, Paul.
Do you think
they need to have a revolution up there?
Maybe we should give Joe Biden a double dose right away.
I'll tell you. I've got friends up in New York that have lost their restaurants after 30 years in business.
Yeah. Did you know that almost 30% of the businesses in the Big Apple may not come back? Almost 30%. What's going to happen to that city?
You know, the big corporations are running. You got Walmart, you know, and Burger King and McDonald's. Those are going to be your restaurants.
Yeah.
McDonald's, I understand, is going to open up a fine dining restaurant now in New York.
Really?
Sure. Where else are you going to go for fine dining? Everything else is going to be closed.
Oh, I see what you mean. So they'll lift. They'll bring you a Big Mac underneath some sort of a ceramic dish. Is that how you get
That's right. They'll put it on a plate and a Big Mac, and they have a candle on the table with a rose. You can get engaged to McDonald's. You
know? I love it.
I understand they might even have strolling troubadours.
Now that would be good. Dressed like Ronald McDonald. I think that'd be a beautiful thing.
That's it.
Oh my goodness,
Paul. All we can do is pray, Paul.
Yeah, you're
That's
right.
All we can do is pray at this point in this country. Either America makes it, Paul, or we go down. But I'm really anxious to see how long it takes for the first blast to happen in this country.
Yeah, but
open their eyes.
But you haven't given up on Trump possibly.
Given up, Paul. Everything is exhausted. He's got every right to do what he's
does.
Doing. And I want to see if there's fraud, which I believe there is. The problem is getting past the deep state. Like I said, you got half the Republicans sleeping with all the Democrats. Washington is deep, Paul. They don't want the outsider there because he interrupted their gravy train.
Yeah. It is all,
without bringing in their globalists. You know, this is their globalist agenda. They're being paid off. Let's take America down. American people want to go down, so let's do it.
Well, nobody can take away some of the things that Donald Trump has accomplished, no matter what they want to say about him. And, the warp speed with the vaccine, the reduction in regulations, the tax cuts, our relationship overseas.
These people hate him so much, they're going to say, we need to prosecute him out of office. Like Hannity said last night, he better pardon himself and his whole family before he leaves office.
You think he might do that?
If I was him, I would.
I'll
kiss my rear end.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk with you, as you well know, and we will be talking again this Friday. In the meantime, thanks, Andrew.
You got it, Paul.
All right.
Trump be with you.
Thank you. The same to you, buddy. All right. The Master Barber. I always like that blessing at the end, Ed. Do you feel like it's like when I don't know if you're Catholic or not, but we used to get, from the priest. You always, that lasted, your feeling of being in the state of grace. It lasted for kids like me about half an hour, and then it was over with. All right. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how liberals really define freedom for Americans. So we'll talk about that. Stay tuned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippen directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. We always thank you for joining us. By the way, we come to you Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. We also have podcasts. So if you can't listen to us live, thanks to Big Ed, who puts it all together, you can go to our website, play our shows back. Just go to ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. Look for the podcast button at the top. And enjoy. Well, how does freedom, how is it defined by liberals, far lefties, etc.? Left-wing icons, and by the way, I'm taking this information from a website, The Federalist. I recommend The Federalist website to people if you want to get some in-depth look at what is going on in Washington from a conservative viewpoint. Anyway, they talk about how left-wing icons have attempted to reframe the concept of freedom in terms of guarantees from the government. That's freedom to them. It surfaced once again over the weekend when David Hogg, who is a gun control advocate, tweeted the following. Freedom to me looks like universal health care, free college, housing for all, quality food for all who need it, social mobility, and good-paying union jobs. There you go. That's freedom. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What that is those who work are funding it for those who aren't working. I don't consider that freedom at all. What you need in this country is freedom. You know what comes with freedom? What tags along with freedom? Responsibility, personal responsibility. You're free to be responsible, you know? And I always, it drives me crazy to hear people talk about giant corporations like it's some entity of villainousness, you know? It's a bunch of people that worked hard and got somewhere. They're usually the ones that dole out the most philanthropically to people, to other people that need it, right? The Waltons from Walmart. Look at Microsoft and Bill Gates or Amazon, any of those companies. They're the ones that, you know, are passing out more money to all of these people, and they do it through philanthropic organizations. Listen to this. This is Elizabeth Warren and also Bernie Sanders, two far lefties. Listen to this. Quote, real freedom isn't living under the thumb of giant corporations. Under the thumb of giant corporations. Who's living under the thumb of giant corporations? That's Warren. She says, real freedom isn't living in debt, one crisis away from disaster. Real freedom is not watching opportunities snatched up by the rich. Good God. Snatched up by the rich. You know, in this country, all those people that worked hard and invented the things that they did and making all of these products for our country, why can't they get rich? They deserve to get rich. Freedom is about working hard, personal responsibility, belief in the freedom of our country. I mean, let our government maintain our borders to keep us safe. Other than that, leave us alone, for goodness sake. That's what made us great. That's why we became the number one country in the world. All right. Enough of that. It's time for our top 10. Ed, I got a good one. And since you're a sports expert, I want to see if you'll know what the number one biggest cheating scandal was in sports. So are you ready? All right. This comes from icepop.com. I've never heard of those.
No.
Website, but somehow they figured out what the top 10 are. So here we go. Number 10. That was a small, thank you, that was better. Number 10 is Gaylord Perry and the Spitball. You recall Gaylord Perry?
I heard about it. I never saw it.
Ever wonder where the term spitball came from? Thanks to Gaylord Perry, Hall of Fame pitcher. He played for 8 different teams over 20 years. He would slab a nice helping of Vaseline underneath his cap or even inside his sleeve. I remember watching him on the mound. He would take his throwing hand and he would slide it along the bill of his cap. He had all that Vaseline under there. Made the ball do all kinds of wonders. Well, he got caught. All right, number 9. Marion Jones, track and field, 2000 Summer Olympics, won 3 gold medals and even 2 bronze medals. But later it was discovered she had been using steroids to help. They took them all away.
I remember that, yeah.
You remember? Okay, number 8. Sammy Sosa and Albert Bell. Now, actually, Sammy Sosa was a busy man. He was involved in 2 different scandals. In this case, he and Bell both opted to employ illegal cork bats.
Oh.
Did you know that? And Sammy got found out when his bat broke in half, and the umpire picked it up and saw the cork inside.
Mm.
Yeah. It made the ball go further. It popped off the bat better.
Yep.
All right. Number 7. Tim Donaghy. Basketball. You might not know that name, but he was a former ref in the NBA.
Went to jail.
He did. He intentionally made incorrect calls between 2005-2007 in order to make a little extra cash.
Yeah.
The FBI figured it out. He was sentenced to 15 months in jail. He later appeared on a documentary where he admitted what he had done. All right, number 6. John Calipari. Calipari, the coach of Kentucky. Unfortunately, an increasing common tale, college basketball, illegal recruiting in 2008. A guy by the name of Derrick Rose, a future NBA player. They had rigged Rose's high school SAT scores to allow him to play. All right, number 5. Your buddy Bill Belichick at the New England Patriots. You know, he was cheating a couple of times. In 2007, he had been videotaping the Jets' defensive signals.
Huh.
And that wasn't the only time. He had also been caught in other times doing things like that. Naughty, naughty Bill. Number 4. Mike Tyson. Remember when he bit off the ear portion of the ear of Evander Holyfield? Did you know he bit both ears in that?
Yeah, why is it a scandal? He was just hungry.
Oh, well, in that case, he shouldn't be on the list. Number 3, Barry Bonds.
Hmm.
And Sammy was involved in this one, too. Sammy Sosa, okay.
Yeah.
You know what they were doing. They were doing all kinds of anabolic steroids. Bonds changed completely.
He
ended up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Frail little kid, and then with this huge head.
Exactly. Number 2, remember Lance Armstrong and cycling?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, you know what he did, right? What a hypocrite. He had been hailed as the true American hero. He loved it.
With the cancer.
He fought cancer and beat it. He won the Tour de France 7 times.
Mm.
But he was taking steroids.
Mm.
All right, my friend, what do you think is number 1?
I'll go with about Pete Rose, because it'll never go away.
Well, that's a good one, but it's not right. Tanya Harding, remember her?
Oh,
skating. I don't know how it became number 1, but her buddy took a baseball bat to Nancy Kerrigan.
Actually, it was one of them rod things.
They made a movie
out of it. The cops had
those. I know, and they made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Tanya made money. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday. Remember, freedom works.
Sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Government health officials are poised to recommend who should get first crack.